Not that cricket. Zimbabwe's bowlers did the job and the batsmen, however, checked out. That's the story of Zimbabwe's loss to West Indies by 31 runs in the second group match at the ICC T20 World Cup on Wednesday. My name is Ladi Kwidirai, and this is the Clubhouse End Podcast, the podcast that focuses on all things Zimbabwe cricket. This week we're focusing on the T20 World Cup campaign in Australia. And because that's our focus this week, Zimbabwe have not been there at the World Cup since 2016. I'm going to talk to you first of all what happened today. In the second part, you're going to get my reaction about what actually happened, what do I think happened, what were the factors, and also some of your reactions as well, some from Twitter and some of the audios that you guys sent me through. And then the final section, I'm going to talk about what needs to be done for the final match, for the permutations and combinations, what should we be worried about. So first and foremost, let's talk about the match. Zimbabwe were put in asked to bowl when the West Indies won the toss, and that would have been the easy option. Zimbabwe were asked to bat at asked to bowl. Don't know why my words are going all over the place, but were asked to bowl, right? And they did very well. At some point, the West Indies were 90 for 2, and then Zimbabwe pulled it back to 153 for 7 in 20 overs. I must put in there that the heavy lifting was done by Sikandar Aza and Sean Williams, who bowled beautifully in the middle and gave no runs away. The West Indies had their biggest wickets from biggest runs from Johnson Charles in for Brandon King with 45 and Rodman Powell with 28. Sikandar Aza took 3 for 19 and Blessing Mzarabane 2 for 38. In response, Zimbabwe had a quick start at some point. After 2 overs, they were 29 without loss. Soon they were 29 for 1. And after that was a lot of ill at ease. They were extravagant. They were profligate with a lot of their shots. And only Luke Jonga with 29 and Wesley Madebele with 27, gave the score a level of respectability. Alzari Joseph took 4 for 16 and Jason Holder 3 for 12. Zimbabwe bowled out for 122 in 18.2 overs. Now, what that meant is that the West Indies won by 31 runs. And if we look at the log as it stands right now, Scotland are on top with 2 points and with a net run rate of 0.79. Zimbabwe are second with 2 points with a net run rate of 0. West Indies are on 2 points as well with a net run rate of minus 2.75. And Ireland, after having beaten Scotland earlier, they are on 0.468, minus 0.468. with their net run rate and are 2 on 2 points. So you're going to take a break. When I come back, it's the reactions.
Well, it's a tricky one because now we're in sudden death things. So I think, I don't know, it's hard to predict Friday. I'm hoping for a win. But like we saw today, anything can happen. Like things go wrong really fast. So I think about Friday, we just have to be hopeful and give it our best shot here.
So first, let's look at one thing straight. Those players are people who care. And any idea that they do not hurt when some of this stuff happens, an idea that they're not inspired is completely off the mark. Some of the players that are there are in their last World Cup, so they'd like to have it their last T20 World Cups, 36, 37. I mean, their guys probably can play a little bit longer because of their fitness, but, asking some of these guys to come back at the age of 39, 40 for the next T20 World Cup in 2024 might be a big ask. And some of them are in the first World Cup, and they're on the showcase, and they want to take part in the big leagues, in the T20 League. So, and a lot of these guys care about their country. They really do care about their country. So any idea, I want to get rid of that idea that, maybe they don't care. But sometimes you try and everything you try just simply goes wrong. You you're trying to put the ball, to hit the ball, and every other day when you hit that ball, it goes for a four, it goes for a six, it doesn't catch a fielder. But on that day, everything just goes wrong. Now, Scotland beat the West Indies the other day as an example of how these things can go wrong. So these things happen. The encouraging thing is Luke Jongwe getting runs. He'd got 20 in the first match that sort of, you know, made that from a 150 odd score to 174. He's 29, made sure Zimbabwe sits second, you know, on the log with a zero net run rate. But make no mistake about it, this was a missed chance to win. 154 as a target was very gettable, and the good start showed batting was not complicated. They were profligate, a bit too extravagant with the shots when there was no real pressure, especially after they were very close to the run rate. Maybe it was also playing under the lights with Zimbabwe not having many of those games, while the likes of the Windies, you know, play them as a stable. And you're looking at guys like Tony Mnyonga, who came in for Craig Irvin in this particular match, Craig Irvin not being able to play because of an asthma attack. Well, probably his first match under lights. So, I don't know. That might be the reason, or just might be just a bad day at the office. And reading some of your tweets here, just looking at Mike Nyati saying, it's not that we're against them, but he honestly can't keep relying on Raza to always carry the team. The rest of the batting unit really needs to be hungry for the success of the team. This is Ngoni Maruta, who says, some of these players need to look at themselves in the mirror for how they have let us down in key moments of poor performances or decision making, especially the seniors. Accountability is important. Says, it's really frustrating though sometimes. This is Hamish, who is also H Towers on Twitter. Why go for big shots when it's clearly unnecessary? A couple of fair points there, but I think it's unfair to say that the senior players haven't come through. I think the T20 World Cup qualifier, it was largely down to the senior players who carried the team, and even the matches against Bangladesh, it was a lot of the senior players who came through. So I think the senior players have put up their hand. It's just this particular match, everything that could go wrong just went wrong. When we come back, let's talk about Friday.
Another day, another loss. I'm starting to feel like at the moment the Zimbabwe batting lineup, if Raza doesn't get it right, there's no one else to steady the ship or to keep the pace going. I've been liking what I see of Luke Jongwe, but the other batters really need to have a look at themselves before we get ready for the next game. I do feel our bowling's getting it just about right, and we should have too much for Scotland if the weather prevails. But otherwise, I like to see the aggressive format that we're playing with, the aggressive intent, but that also sometimes needs to be reined in when the game situation doesn't allow. But otherwise, I'm pretty confident that Zimbabwe should make it through to the next round.
Well, today the ball was in our court. We should have just gone for the basics. But instead, I think the guys, they went far ahead of themselves. They saw the big headlines and then they tried to be extravagant. At the end, it ended up costing us. Now we have so much pressure. But I feel the pain from a fan perspective, which means from a player's perspective, I actually feel it's maybe two or three times harder. So now it's again in our court to do better on Friday. But I think one of our major weaknesses, which has been letting us down, has been our top order. They are not really putting much runs on the scoreboard. They are not really building those partnerships. They are not even really setting the pace and the tone. It's always the middle order that has to step up. And when the middle order doesn't step up, well, we crumble again. So hopefully on Friday, the top order, they do their job. Everyone needs to understand what they have to do and what contribution they bring to the team. But again, we're still hopeful. We still believe.
So about Friday, the big worry is the rain. The earlier match between Ireland and West Indies, set to be fine without being affected by the rain. The Zimbabwe one, which is the one that is likely to be affected by rain. And if the one played in the afternoon takes place, and there's a result there, and the later one doesn't, Zimbabwe get knocked out, and Scotland will go through based on a net run rate. Now remember those drop catches, which could have made it 50 odd run win for Zimbabwe against Ireland. That could hurt. As it stands, you want Craig Irvin to be back for this match. The bowler isn't The bowling department is the problem. So leave that alone, but you need runs and players to get into that Mamba mode, as you call it. Not much needs to be done at this point. It's the quick turnaround time. It is the execution. It's whatever they've been learning under the coach in the past couple of months. And just going to what some of the encouragement that's been coming in, Clever Binyati says, I stand with our cricket team. The Chevron Power, give it your all on Friday, individually and collectively, players and technical teams. I'm still very proud of you. The trajectory is positive. Jeff Murimbechi, who's also Jeffrey Dunai, says they're still in a good place and we will make the Super 12. The Chevrons are now accustomed to winning. To read some more of the messages that were coming in, it says, it's better get a fair shot at that that everyone's talking about, the rain issue. We can't bank on the gods washing out both matches, because if they don't, we're doomed. Or if they don't wash out but cut the overs, then we still have to be at the mercy of Mr. Duckworth and Mr. Lewis. MT786 says we shouldn't depend on the weather because our fate is in our hands. Win, lose or draw, what happens is up to us and not the weather. We should make it to the next round because we are the better team. We had an off day today, and so let's get over it and win against Scotland. Yeah, so the match on the week on Wednesday, not Friday, we just had a match on Friday is at 10 a.m. Zimbabwe time on DSTV channel Super Sport Cricket and Super Sport Grandstand, DSTV channels 232 and 221. I'll be giving you my response to whatever happens on Friday. I'm hoping that we'll be talking about being through to the Super 12. We really have to get through to the Super 12 to show that we're back to the big time. But, yeah, that's it. Larry Kudara is my name. Go to whatever your favorite podcatcher is and listen to previous episodes or preview or responses to the other matches. And whatever else is happening in Zimbabwe cricket, just go to Spotify, go to Apple Podcasts, go to Podchaser, go to Google Podcasts, whatever podcatcher you use, we're there. So let's have the conversation and keep it moving. My name is Larry Kwetarae. As I say, from where I come from, I see Lisa Sebenza. Take care of yourself.
Thanks for listening. We hope you enjoyed the show.